Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
Well, I saw that Iowa has a signature snack food. It was voted upon.
Okay.
Or at least it was just named. But then I was excited. They had all the other states, and I was looking at them, and, you know, French fries for Idaho, whoopie pies for Maine, cheese curds for Wisconsin.
Wait a minute, what's a whoopie pie?
I think it's one of those, isn't it, like two chocolate?
Yep, with chocolate delicious cream in the middle.
Cake cookies with cream in the middle?
Yeah. Whoopie pies.
All right.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm thinking, all right, what is Iowa's going to be? And it's the walking taco, which is delicious. Love a walking taco. Not a snack.
It's a meal.
Walking taco's not a snack. I agree. This is one.
This is
amazing.
What's amazing is you don't make any sense here.
Well, I...
Because...
How so?
How so? All right, you rail on her all the time for saying things like that.
Yes.
And here you are. Now, all of a sudden, you're Mr. I'm good with one. When has he ever been good with one of anything?
Well, right.
Well, that is true. But I think what makes walking taco not a snack is the meat.
Now we're disagreeing.
Okay, I knew this would fall apart between you
Ken
two in
us.
No time at
you
all.
Played us real well.
I mean, aside from a beef jerky, name another instance where a snack contains a meat.
Slider.
What? God. Sliders are meals.
No.
How is a slider?
How many sliders are you having?
I don't care. If you're only having one slider, where are you going just to get a slider snack? It's either... That's your food.
A slider is an appetizer.
There are restaurants that have sliders. You can get one.
Mm-hmm. And also, sliders are usually on the starters part of the menu, so that's an appetizer, hence appetizer, fancy word for snack.
Okay.
Because you're having a snack before the meal. See, walking taco,
Chicken strips. Those are usually a starter, too. They're an appetizer.
Yeah.
On almost every menu. They're usually, you can get a dinner, too. But on most places, it's an appetizer. Mm-hmm.
See, I would argue, though, that that's still
wings.
A meal. Right, but that's your meal.
No.
You're not getting something else.
Blasphemous.
You started this by agreeing with her on the walking taco.
We were BFFs for a moment.
But that made no sense. It was out of character for you.
Well, because I would have three walking tacos, but that would be my meal.
See, okay, he had three.
Yeah.
Now do you disagree with him?
Yeah, one walking taco, that's not enough, but I wouldn't just have one walking taco.
This is why I kind of am okay with it being a snack, because I rarely ever have them. You know where I have, like, swim meets? The kids are swim meets,
because
you're there forever, and they have them. And I can't, I always go, I'm not going to get one, because I always want more than one.
Right.
And I give in.
All right, let me ask
you. Because I want one, and then I will get one.
Now I'm really
And then I want another one.
But, all right, I'm going to really throw you here.
Okay? I haven't done two yet. But I want to.
I'm going to really throw you here.
Okay.
If you don't have it in the actual, like, Doritos bag, is it still considered a walking taco?
No.
Well,
you can use Fritos
because
if need be.
No. Let me because we
just,
do this all the time.
If you put the Doritos
on
a plate,
right? When we have a big bag of Doritos,
I'm okay with that.
We have a big bag of, and you just put it all on your plate.
I'm okay with that.
For me, it's different.
And it's still
but
we
it's,
call it walking
but
tacos.
But it's also probably a bigger portion,
right? Which is why I guess in my mind this is a meal. That's usually when we have it is we're camping and somebody brings the meat, somebody brings a couple bags of Doritos.
My wife will call that a cheap taco salad.
Yes.
But I'm okay with you going with a walking taco with it, but it's
That's
a lot
how we describe
more.
It.
So if I'm getting it at the concession stand, just a little old bag, and I can get on board with it being just a snack.
Okay.
Well, see, I like what Mackenzie wrote here on our Facebook page. He would say Scotcheroos is hands down our state snack.
Yeah.
That's a good snack. I like that.
But is that a snack or a dessert?
That's a snack. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You and a listener, Haley, could hang out because he'd say, I would say cheese curds, but cheese curds aren't really a snack either. Yes, they are. Good gracious.
Those are a snack.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll give cheese curds a snack.
All right. But Scotcheroos are definitely a snack, too. They can be used also as a dessert, but they are primarily a snack. You don't finish your meal going, time to eat Scotcheroos. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You go, Scotcheroos are made.
I'm judging snack by my kids come home from school and say, I want a snack. And I'm steering them away from the Scotcheroos. That's dessert after dinner. Snacks are in the lower level of the fridge.
Boo coming home from school.
I would want detention all the time.
Mary on the phone from Des Moines. All right, what did you want to say about the walking taco?
So when I lived in Dallas, Texas, I was on the event committee and suggested walking tacos one time. They had no idea what it was and thought we were absolutely geniuses for inventing it. Yes! I mean, I thought it was pretty common, like an easy go-to, but they were like, what? Yes, we have to do this. What?
Well, I don't know how old I was when I first saw one, but I do remember having a similar reaction of, this is brilliant, right?
Yeah, I didn't know the walking taco till I moved here. So I was in my 20s, and I remember having a similar, like, oh my gosh, yes, in its own little carrying container.
I remember my first one. It was St. Patty's Day. I was drunk at Sully's, and someone handed me a walking taco, and it was all the answers to my life.
I had one. I was in elementary school.
They serve them for lunch.
They didn't at my school growing up, and I want to go back because lunch would have been much better. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Relying on lots and lots and lots of caffeine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.